I actually have been extremely fortunate in that most of the people that were influences in my life I later met. Henry Miller's Tropic of Cancer was a major influence, as you know, and I later got to know Henry pretty well. Tropic of Cancer is very interesting in my life because I read it 4 times and in 4 different cities and at 4 different ages. You know, I read it the first time when I was a teenager almost in America, and the second time I read it in my 20s in Edinburgh, and I read it in my 30s in London when I lived in London, and I read it in my 40s when I moved to Paris. Now, the book is the same book. You know, you don't change the book. It's the same book, but it was a different me. I was a different person, all those reincarnations or whatever. And therefore, the book had a different meaning for me each time. What really got me all 4 times, I think, was his incredible passion and love of life. You know, life is short, mean, bitter, full of injustice, pain. You know, we can list all the negative things for a long time. And but in spite of the fact that he was totally broke and with no prospects, he had a tremendous love of life and extremely happy with his situation. And Henry liked people. He liked everyone. I mean, not just the people who could do him some good, or he liked everybody, every person he met, you know. And I like some of his stories of meeting prostitutes on the street, down and out prostitutes, and befriending them and becoming friends with them and everything. When I lived in Paris, I knew the streets he was walking down, and sure. I'd also met him by that time. I met him in Edinburgh. Indirectly it came about through the bookstore in Edinburgh, but it really came about through my friendship with John Calder. And he and I organized a writers' conference in Edinburgh in 1962, which was an amazing event, probably one of the most incredible events of my life, because we talked the director of the Edinburgh Festival into kind of supporting and backing it. And we invited 70 novelists from all over the world, and they all came to Edinburgh. And unlike most writers' conferences today that take place where people come for an hour, give a talk, and then leave, we had all 70 writers together for a week on the platform, at lunch together, at dinner, at party and dinner that night, and it was totally unscripted, and nothing was scripted. It was all spontaneous, whatever anyone wanted to say, and it was quite an event. And that's when Henry came, and for various reasons he came, and he was actually, in a way, the star of the conference, although he didn't say very much. He was a very modest fellow and a listener, and not a big talker, but he could talk, but I mean, he liked to listen, and he liked to meet people and hear what they have to say and everything. And why I say he was the star there, because everybody there was a big admirer. You know, there was Norman Mailer and Mary McCarthy and Colin McInnes, and you name it. They were there. Lawrence Durrell was there. And, so it was quite a gathering of people.